Good morning, people of God. Just want to say good morning to you, and we thank you for tuning in this morning. We thank you for allowing God to minister and manifest in your lives. This morning, we thank you for being obedient to his will and his way. And we say thank you to our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit this morning for guiding us and keeping us in the midst of this thing that's happening. We still can give God glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This morning, God is moving in our hearts from 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, and the 22nd verse. If you want to write these down or need to save them for later, Luke, the 21st chapter, and the 36th verse, and Jude, verses 24 and 25. Thank you, Lord. And he may throw in some other scriptures during the message. We just ask that you give a listen. Thank you, Lord. So this morning, our topic is immunity. 1 Samuel 15 and 22 says this. And Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Luke 21 and 36 says this, watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Jude 24 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Word of God for the people of God. Amen. Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice. To listen to God is better than to sacrifice anything to him or for him. To listen to the voice of the Lord as he speaks to us one to another is more than being what we want to be. It's more than having what we think we should have. To listen to the voice of the Lord, to obey, is better than to sacrifice. Let's talk about the word immunity for a moment. Immunity, the ability of an organism to resist a particular infection or toxin by the action of specific antibodies or sensitized white blood cells. That's the formal dictionary's explanation. And then there's a second definition for this word. It says protection or exemption from something, especially an obligation or penalty, immunity. To be free, come on, come on. He who the Savior sets free is free indeed. See, when God gives us immunity, we're good. When he sets the thing in place that says that we won't be penalized, we're good. See, the ability of the organism to resist a particular infection is called covering by the blood of the Lamb. Come on, Jesus. So when we think about this thing, immunity, we think about being let go from something, not being held to something. But when we look at the word immunity in terms of certain games, we think about a game that's very familiar to myself, and my husband, we like to watch Survivor, believe it or not. So in the game Survivor, you can either obey some of the rules, put some things in place, or you end up either being the sacrifice or giving up a sacrifice. To obey is better than to sacrifice. In the game of Survivor, if I may, for anyone who may not be familiar with it, you can gain immunity in a few ways. You can gain immunity as a tribe. That means coming together, working together. You go through some competitions together. And only one of the tribes, you see, for the most part, is able to gain that immunity. And then there are other times when they might have three tribes instead of two. And maybe two of those tribes is able to gain immunity. So when that tribe gains immunity, it means they're not going to be penalized. They won't be held accountable, you see, because they obeyed instead of being the sacrifice. So when they're given these tasks to do and to follow these challenges, if I may, when they're given these challenges, they're guidelines that are set up, and it's like games that they play, active games, action games, and there are certain things that have to be done sometimes, some puzzle building, some swimming, underwater things, challenges, moving certain weights around. So there are different things that happen, but they have to work together as a team, you see, in order to escape the sacrifice. Now, you know, with sacrifice, that means there has to be a sacrificial lamb. There has to be something that is sacrificed or someone who's sacrificed. So when the team loses or does not prevail in the competition, what happens is then they have to go and take it to the altar. They actually go to a place called tribal council. And at that council, someone is given up as the sacrifice. Someone is voted out as a sacrifice. And if you watch the game or you don't watch the game, you know at tribal council, this is the culmination of the night. And what happens is people begin to air out those things that are bothering them about each other. You see, some of them have already plotted and planned before they get to the council. They've kind of done some ducking and dodging and some slipping and sliding and hiding in the woods and talking to each other. And even with that said, we've talked about the tribal immunity. But even with that, there is also this thing called individual immunity, if you'd be patient with me this morning. And with that individual immunity, you see, that doesn't come right away. But what happens is with individual immunity, you can go out and find an immunity idol. And so when you find that idol, you are safe at tribal council. Doesn't matter whether or not your team lost or did not lose, or won, excuse me. If you take that immunity idol to tribal council, you have the opportunity to be covered right then. Now, I have to tell you, some choose not to be covered. Some choose to stay in the wilderness. Some choose, you see, to not be protected at that time because they're so higher in their thinking than the others that they just automatically think they're immune to the system. Immunity. So let's kind of divert from Survivor for just a moment. As we think about this thing, this COVID-19, coronavirus, none of us are immune, let me tell you, unless we are covered by the blood of the Lamb. And oh yes, there are saints of God, there are people who are saved, there are people who are in the Lord that have gone on from this thing. But when we are covered, it does not take us to death eternal. Come on, Jesus. When we are covered, you see, when we're immune to death, whether it's the coronavirus, whether it's heart failure, whether it's cancer, when we're immune to death, that means we have an immunity idol. Thank you, Jesus. that's going to take us from this world, thank you, Lord, but cause us to be set up in the next world with God for eternity. So let's get back to Survivor for just a moment. I'm not going to preach you down this morning. I want to lift you up. Thank you, God. So in the game of Survivor, there are some things that happen. Adaptation of changing from one tribe, to many tribes. You see, the game will start off with, most of the time, two tribes. And at some point in that game, as the numbers dwindle down, because the sacrifices have been going forth, and they've had to leave. So really, when you leave the game, you're dead to the game. When you leave this earth, you're dead to this earth. Come on, Jesus. See, we're in that game of Survivor. Sometimes they have to kind of split off. And then they choose randomly these colored buffs or scarves. And that places them where they are. But you see, in the game of Survivor with God, there's one color that's unique to us. That's the blood, the red blood of the Lamb. Thank you, God. What can make me white as snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. As we think about this game, Survivor, we look at some of the things that happen. Eventually, you see, that immunity idol becomes an individual immunity. And then it becomes every man for himself. You on your own now. Whatever you learned while you were with the tribe, you need to try to execute it. You need to try to use it, amen? And what happens is, see, when you're in the tribe, you're working together. But as soon as that thing becomes an individual immunity, you're working against the same people that you were once laying with, that you were once running with. Come on, Peter. Come on, Judas. Thank you, Lord. But when that thing becomes individual, you see, and you're looking out for self, then your main focus becomes you. But I'm here to remind us this morning, don't allow our focus to so much become us that we forget that we'll always be in the army of the Lord. We'll always be one of his tribe, amen? We'll always be the children of God. In this game called Survivor, there are some advantages that are given. Sometimes they come by mail. Sometimes you might find an advantage or an immunity idol. And it's so daring, you see, that sometimes in the middle of a challenge with everybody out there going on, you have found this note. You see, you might find a note somewhere, and that note tells you that under this specific thing that everybody is moving around and tearing up or building up, that there's going to be an idol hidden for you. There's going to be an advantage hidden for you. And in the midst of all of these people moving around you, you still have to go for it. So you've got to be brave, you see, and courageous. In the midst of this thing called coronavirus, this COVID-19, I dare you to remember that by grace you are saved, amen? I dare you to remember that you are covered by the blood of Jesus, amen? I dare you to remember this morning. Thank you, God. In spite of what's going on around you, in spite of who may have fallen, thank you, Jesus, in spite of who may have gone on, thank you, Jesus, that you remember that that advantage is still waiting for you. That you can just reach out and touch the hem of his garment, that you can reach out, grab hold of God's hand, and that advantage is already there, that you can reach up and reach out. Thank you, God. You can take chances on him. These people take chance after chance, looking for idols, sneaking away at night, in the darkness, getting what they need with everybody right there. How slick can you be is really a part of the game. This game has evolved for many years now. I think it's the 20th season. And this season on Survivor, they have brought back players who are all winners of the game. And the winners go back from 20 years to the current year. And of course, that means that the people that are playing the game now really know the game. So you would think they're all the smartest things walking on earth. I beg to differ. Some of them are acting like they've never played the game. Some of them are making the same mistakes they made before, trying to play the same hand that they had before, even though it hadn't been dealt to them this time. The game has evolved with times, you see. So imagine the winner from 20 years ago versus the winner from last year, where the game has evolved over time. Things have changed about the game, the way people communicate, the way people interact. And even at tribal council, which was the sacred part of the game. Now, I need to ask you a question. How can you keep a secret out in the open? Now at tribal council, these people are keeping secrets out in the open. At least they think they are. They get up in the middle of the tribal and whisper, and there is no shame in the game now. There is none. So in this thing called Survivor, they continue on a cycle until every player has been booted, voted, left out, gone to Extinction Island, come back. See, they got a second chance, but they've gone out again. In this thing called Survivor, you see, my God, it keeps going until they get down to the last three, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And when it gets down to that last three, you see, then they go before the jury. Let me tell you, the three will be our jury, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. When it gets down to where you don't know which way to go, whether you feel like you've been booted out, you've been cast aside, you've been left alone, I implore you this morning to seek immunity with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit. I implore you this morning to seek protection or exemption from this thing that is encompassing the world. I implore you this morning to seek God while he may yet be found. The word does tell us there's going to come a time when we won't be able to find God. But it also tells us to plant the word in our heart. Let me just mention for a minute this series of movies that came out one time. And I know y'all saying, Pastor, you're talking about games this morning. I watched them, some of them, because they show me how people act, how we respond in crises, how we respond when we are trying to get what it is we want. And before I leave Survivor, let me tell you, at the very end, there's a $1 million prize. So these people are doing everything under the sun. They will lie and they will tell you they will lie. They will cheat and they will tell you they're going to cheat. And I'm going to tell you, I've seen a couple of Christians on. They didn't last because they refused to lie. They refused to cheat, and they got booted out. But this series called Hunger Games, the rules of Hunger Games for me were there are no rules. Simple. A punishment for the uprising. 12 districts, come on, tribes, must provide one girl and one boy called tributes to participate. The rules of Hunger Games, you see, are really simple. The last one standing wins. That's the same thing as Survivor. But in the game of Survivor, you see, no one's life is lost, but they're sacrificed. In the Hunger Games movies, many lives were lost. The biggest piece for them, don't make your capital look stupid. After all was said and done, last man standing got there because it really was up to their judgment what they would do and what they wouldn't do. I implore you this morning to remember in your quest for immunity, don't just do anything, but do something. Talk to the Lord our God about what it is he needs you to do. Remember that there are people suffering. Remember that people are scared. They're cautious. They're fearful. Some don't care. But let me remind you of this. We've all got to be prepared. Was the world prepared for this thing? No. Is our country prepared for this thing? No. Are we prepared for this thing? No. But it's not too late to get ready. You see, in this thing called life, we've got to consistently and constantly prepare for the Lord God to come back. Christ is coming. I can't tell you when. I can say, like they said 500 years ago, he's coming soon. It's sooner now than it was. Come on, God. So listen, you have to be able to prepare to go. You have to prepare for your immunity. It's not just going to be pushed on you, not going to be handed to you until you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, is the Son of God, that he came to this earth to bear his life for our sin. He came and was made sin so that we might be saved. This thing, the coronavirus, COVID-19, I haven't talked a whole lot about it. Told God I really don't want to talk about it. But it's just a reminder, it's there. But this morning, let's remember this thing. Don't let it distract you. Don't let it get you off your game. Because it's just another thing that can cause you to mess around and lose your soul. Stay focused on God. And what I really want to tell us this morning about this thing, however you feel about it, respect how the next person does. However you want to deal with it, respect how the next person deals with it. We need the Lord to help us. The same God that we're reaching out to now needs to be the same God we're wanting when this is all done. The same God who you want to deliver you now needs to be the same God that you're reaching out to for deliverance when this thing is done. See, when this thing is done, there's something else coming. As long as we are on this earth, in this world, there's going to be something else that we have to deal with. But when we allow God to rule and super rule and to guide and to lead us, and to keep us in righteousness, then immunity is ours. You see, my immunity today is about my salvation. Thank you, Lord. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I can't worry about the future, you see. But I do know that my future is in his hands. The same God you need it from the beginning, you need him now. You're going to need him later. Our God, my God, God of the universe, creator, he is in control. God is Alpha, and he's what? Omega. God is our beginning, and he's what? Our ending. God is our shelter where? In a storm. God is our strength to build us up when we become weak and worn. I implore you, if you've lost loved ones to this thing, remember that God is in control. Because guess what, people? While everybody is focused on this thing, life is still going forward. People are still dying from cancer, diabetes, heart failure, car accidents. My God, gunshot wounds. My God. So instead of pushing all of your energy into a negative place, push it into a positive place. Believe, God, that you are immune to the things of this world, that even if they come and they touch your body, they cannot touch your soul. Even if you're affected in your emotions, it cannot touch your soul. See, that's where our immunity lies this morning. Our immunity is about our salvation. Our immunity is about our very soul. Because no matter what comes, what may, that our, if our soul belongs to God, if Jesus Christ is indeed our Savior, we will survive. We will come out on top, you see. The $1 million is ours already, survivor. You see, we're the last man standing when we trust the man who stands. The Word of God says when we've done all, having done all, when we put on the whole armor of God, you see, having done all, we stand. When everything else around us is shaky, we still stand. Come on, Jesus. Our God is marvelous. He's mighty. He is, he is, he is whatever we need him to be in our life. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He writes out what we believe. He writes out what we should believe. He writes out what we need to believe. And right now, our faith and trust has to be in him. Yes, we are going through times where things hurt even more. Stop carrying that weight on the inside. Give it over to Jesus. I can just imagine that so many people right now are walking around with that heaviness in your spirit. You know that feeling we used to get when we knew we were in trouble with our mom or dad? That feeling we get when we know we do wrong in the sight of the Lord? I can imagine that we need a lifting up on the inside. I can imagine that we need to be encouraged this morning. And so we encourage you, fall on your face before the Lord. Seek God while you still have time. Look for the Lord God in everything. Look for him in sickness to be the doctor. Look for him, oh God, in troubled times to be your lawyer. Look for God. When we marry, we say in sickness and in health, till death us do part. But we thank God for Jesus, that even in sickness and in health, he's there. But we don't have to part from him in death. We will all leave this world one day. But we don't have to part from him in death. This virus, this thing is vicious. It's validated only by man. It can be, if we may, a victimizer. It's callous, which means it's cruel and insensitive. I want to join with you to handle this thing like we handle the enemy. Come on, God. Handle it with caution. But handle it with Christ. Word of God in Luke 21 and 36 says, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Watch as well as pray, people. Pray always, it says. The Word of God goes further to say pray without ceasing. The Word of God says to pray with fasting and prayer and supplication that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. That's your immunity. From this world, that's your immunity. Your salvation, that's your immunity. Watch ye therefore and pray always. I'm going to step out and say pray without ceasing. Pray morning, noon, and night. Pray when you don't feel like praying. Pray when it's hard to pray. Pray unto the Lord of hosts for a lifting up in your spirit, for peace and comfort during this time. Pray to the Lord of hosts Pray for the salvation of this world. Pray for the salvation of your brothers and your sisters, your loved ones. Pray. My prayers right now are focused on the souls that are leaving this world. Are you leaving with your mind stayed on Jesus? My focus of prayer right now is, Lord, have mercy on the souls of the people. Lord God, however we have to leave, however we go out, our prayer has to be that we are saved and in the Lord. Thank you, God. Those are the things that should cause us not to rest easy at night. When we are concerned about whether our brother or sister is saved, when we are concerned about whether our neighbor knows Jesus, whether we are concerned about even our president, is he saved and in the Lord? We should be praying for our governors and our mayors. Are they saved and in the Lord? Because they can't run this country. They can't fix this thing. Queen of England can't fix it. Come on, God. The Pope himself can't fix it. There's only one who can help us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Remember this. Thank you, Lord. If you're not taking heed to this thing, we're praying now for the Lord our God, to have mercy on you. And let me just take a moment to just step out there and speak on behalf of the men and women of God. Don't look to us for your salvation, but hear the word of God that we bring and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he walked this earth, he died and was crucified, that he was raised from the grave, and he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Let me speak again on behalf of the men and women of God, that if you cut us, we bleed just like you, that we're human. We don't know all, but we seek him who does. Let me speak again, if I may, that God has not given us the spirit of but he's given us the spirit of power. But the human nature of a man sometimes falls prey to that thing we call the fear of the unknown. You see, we didn't know this thing, and we don't know what's coming beyond it, but we know the great I am. We know Jeremiah 29:11, where he's already declared and decreed, I know the plans I have for you. Not plans to harm you, but plans of hope and a future. We already know in Romans 12:1, what we can share with you is the word of God, and we can beseech you, brethren, sisters, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which the word goes on to say is our reasonable service. You see, we want immunity with God, but we don't want to give God the service that is due to him. We want immunity with God so that nothing can touch us, nothing can harm us. That's that immunity. So we can't be taken out, survivors. We want the prize, but are we willing to put in the service? Are we willing to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord? For as much as you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord, the very things you do, the very God you seek, the Father in heaven you pray to and praise, God is not mocked. God is not mocked. Everything is going down. There used to be a song that said, but the word of God. Everything is going down, down, down. but the word of God. My daughter will probably say I didn't sing that in the right tune, but it's okay. Y'all have got the message. Let me implore you at this time that if you're not taking heed to being cautious and precautious, showing some caution about this thing, don't you try God. Don't do it. Because it does not mean that we're living in fear because we follow the rules. It does not mean fear because we do everything we can to protect our homes and our families. It does not mean that the men and women of God are living in fear of this world. But what we do fear is not following what the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob has already told us. God already spoke that we must follow the laws of the land. And so if the laws of the land say, suit up, then we're putting on our whole armor of God. We're being obedient. And obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't sacrifice yourself. Don't sacrifice your loved ones. Don't sacrifice your household. Don't sacrifice. Don't do it. Because when you do this thing, when you go against what God has already set up, you see, then you become disobedient. And he's declaring to us this morning to gain immunity and keep immunity, that obedience this morning is so much better than sacrifice. Come on, wherever you are, and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come lift your hands in his presence and give him a praise. Lift your hands in his presence and give him a praise right now. We thank God for you this morning. We thank God, amen, for immunity. And if you don't have immunity this morning, if you're not sure whether you have immunity this morning, we're extending an invitation to you right now to give your life over to the Lord, to trust Jesus with your life. I'd rather trust him than to take a chance on being the sacrifice. See, he already sacrificed his life for us. If you would, wherever you are, pray this prayer with us. God, our Father, we confess our sins before you. We declare, O God, and decree that Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, is our Lord and Savior. We confess with our mouth and we believe in our heart, O God, that Jesus is your only begotten Son. He came to earth and gave his life, O God, and we thank you that we might be free from sin. We believe you this morning, God, that you raised your Son, Jesus Christ, from the grave, and that he is sitting on your right hand this morning, preparing to return for his church. Thank you, Lord, this morning for my salvation, this very moment, this very hour, this very day. Somebody say amen. As we close, we ask in the name of Jesus. That you remember safety first, shelter in place, follow the rules or forfeit the game. We didn't touch on that this morning, but we did touch on it. Follow the rules or forfeit the game. You got to follow the rules of God. Therefore, you have to follow the rules that have been set in place for us. Follow the rules or forfeit the game. Some are going to not win this game. Many already have lost to it. But that doesn't mean that you have to give up or give out. Thank you, Lord. This morning, dear Father of heaven and earth, I confess my sins and relinquish all authority of my life to you. I plead the blood of Jesus over every household that's tuning in today, oh God, over every person, oh God, as we bring to a culmination this session of worship, as we leave from the presence of the people here, but never from your presence. Pray, oh God, cover them and you keep them. And remember, as you go about, that every person you meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. We pray that you will join us again next week. If you would like to bless this ministry, you may go to RhemaCFChurch.com, and there you will find a donate button. We're not seeking you for finance because God is able, but every blessing that you give, we will give God thank you for. Amen. Amen.